possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is a beautiful 55-degree morning here in Rochester, New York. High of 79.
What?
Beautiful.
Shut up.
We're all bundled up.
Bundled up?
You're wearing a hoodie, black hoodie.
I'm wearing a
It's August and we're freezing. Yeah.
Oh, no. You look like a longshoreman
right now. It's so cold.
Down Easter, Kimmy. It's 55 degrees and I'm cold.
I am cold.
Tell my mom I don't have a thicker jacket. I'm out of words. All right. Going to be in the high 70s, low 80s this morning. I mean, the one thing that does suck about today, it's a hoodie and free.
Big swing?
Yeah. T-shirt and freeze morning into comfortable or hoodie and comfortable morning into sweating your ass off, afternoon. That being said, with summer coming to an end, so is boating season in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to have fewer stories soon like this one.
What happened?
Over the weekend, it was on Sunday afternoon, the U.S. Coast Guard was called out to assist a 32-foot vessel with two people aboard. Despite anchoring, they were being pushed ashore. The vessel we are describing, according to 10NBC, a sailboat.
Okay.
The event happened around 2:30 in the afternoon. They were able to take care of the people. They were 3/4 of a nautical mile offshore.
All right.
And brought back to the port of Rochester, so everybody's safe. Kimmy, you saw this sailboat story.
Yeah.
And your first thought was not, oh, thank goodness the people are okay, or, well,
oh,
it's pretty
cool. I said
that.
I mean, it sucks.
Your first thought was?
Is it embarrassing to have to be rescued from a sailboat? Like, is that the most embarrassing vessel to have to be rescued from? Because I'm guessing whether or not it was your fault, other people who sail are going to think you didn't know what you were doing.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Our boat expert in the room.
Yeah.
Is a sailboat the most embarrassing vessel to be rescued from?
It's the hardest one to work. So, yeah. It means you don't know what you're doing.
That's what I feel like people are going to assume. Like, even though it didn't seem like it was their fault, it's like an engine thing.
Yeah, it's a
but I think failure. if you're coming upon the situation and you see people having to exit the boat, you would think, they got in over their
head.
They
don't know how to sail.
Okay, so here's the thing. Because of what you two just said, I would argue it's the least embarrassing.
Because it's complicated. Yeah, but
yes.
But I think it's more the arrogance. Yeah.
Because it's too much boat for it. By the way, a 32-foot boat is not a small boat.
No, I hear you. It's bigger than 28.
Yeah, a little bit, yes.
Yeah, less than 30.
I had to do the math.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
If you're learning to sail, like, everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah, right? But you usually don't start with a 32-foot boat with only two people on board.
Can we reach, you know, start with a 32?
Oh, well.
It's not even enough people to work the sails. It isn't.
I completely understand
having
to be rescued from a sailboat. I would argue the most embarrassing boat to be rescued from is one with just a single motor, because how do you screw that up? What did you do where you had to be rescued? I would argue the most embarrassing vessel to be rescued from is a jet ski, because those things are pretty self-explanatory, and the only reason you need a rescue is because you were being a douchebag.
Well, you fell off, yes.
Or, like, you did something where you flooded it, now it won't go anywhere, I'm stuck a mile offshore, help me, please, help me, I'm on my jet ski.
But also me not knowing a thing about sailboats, I would think, well, can't you just use the sails to get where you gotta go?
Well, there's gotta be wind.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying, but I don't know that. I'm like, well, isn't the whole point of it to use the sails?
Yes.
But I can't sail into the port, right?
No, you'd have to drop your sails and then put on the motor.
Yeah, so like if my motor's not working, I can't get back to where I'm going. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know nothing about boats, and even I knew that.
Well, I didn't.
I'm going to go ahead and assume, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I don't know how many sailors we have that listen to this show.
This is a big sail in town.
I understand, but it's also a big sail in town in one specific spot.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah, where the money is.
Yes, exactly.
Good. Yeah. It's a rich man's sport.
You don't see a lot of West Side sailing.
No. You don't see a working man's sailboat unless he's fishing, and it's the 1800s.
And he's wearing the same jacket Kevin's wearing. No, I would assume that everybody that has a sailboat or has access to a sailboat has had serious trouble where they almost or had to be rescued at some point.
I mean, probably if you do it long enough, but most of those guys are really good at what they do.
What are you basing that?
They're seasoned.
Like, I would guess sailors judge each other the hardest of all the boaters.
I don't know. I feel like the more intricate the skill, the more grace you're going to get from people who understand it.
I don't know.
No, you don't think so?
No, it's a bunch of dudes that, you know, it's a dong measuring contest in the boat world. Who's got the biggest boat? Who's got the biggest this and that?
Okay.
You know, it's just a bunch of dicks.
All right. Now,
a yacht club is just a bunch of dicks.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's the only reason a yacht club exists.
Yeah, they're sea dicks.
It's called a yacht club.
Right.
But even that, there's a sense of, and I've never been inside a yacht club, so I'm guessing, there is a sense of camaraderie inside the yacht club. Like, we're all on the same team. I would argue the bigger dong measuring contest are guys that are just backing their boats into Canandaigua Lake or Lake Ontario to go fish it or party.
Well, it's a different dude. I mean, because, like, those guys at the yacht club look down on every other boat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they look like a guy that has to, like, put their boat in the water as trash.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
So, like, those guys.
You're describing my father.
Yes. Super trash. Captain Super Trash.
That's just one of his best albums, Breakfast in Ontario. So, like, if you're looking at these lower boaters as trash, right? And I'm using your words, not mine, boating community. Then, yeah, the guy that has to get rescued from trash boat, that's more embarrassing.
It's expected.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's expected. You don't know what he's doing.
Oh,
but if you're a guy that
boat, it was bound to break down at any point.
Okay.
But if you're a member of the yacht club and you got some gorgeous vessel, you went out there and tanked it, man, those people are going to kill you.
Okay,
when they come towing your ass in, you're going to be the joke.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Knock yourself out.
All right, so I've never been to the Rochester Yacht Club. I'm not even entirely sure where it is. Do I have to have a specific kind of boat to be a member of the yacht club? Like, does it have to be a yacht?
No, I mean, there's different boats in there.
Okay, so, like, can I have just, like the boat my dad had? Can I have that?
I mean, probably not.
Lane Duffy Yacht Club?
Well, it'd be a waste of money.
Why?
Because those slips are expensive.
That sounds like someone who's not in the yacht club.
I'm not, but I've been a few times.
Have you?
I know people.
You bitch ass washing dishes, you bitch ass non yacht club bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, if I don't have a sailboat.
No, they have just motor boats, inboard, outboards.
Yeah. So then why do they call it a yacht club? It's not a yacht.
It's a boat. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yes. There are. Every boat isn't a yacht.
Yeah, that's okay. So then it's not the yacht club.
Some people have multiple boats, though. Some people have a big boat and a small boat.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on how you feel that day. I get that with your two boats. But if it's not if it's not all yachts, why not call it the boat club?
I'll ask them. It doesn't sound as cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
But you can't charge that much money for boat club.
But, like, you're trying to defend it, and your whole fantasy of your whole life is just crumbling down upon you right now. 25 GWCMF, we started this conversation Sunday afternoon. 32-foot sailboat had engine failure 3/4 of a mile into Lake Ontario. They had to be rescued. Despite anchoring, they were still being pushed ashore. And I'm reading this stuff like I know what I'm talking about. Mm. I don't.
Okay.
Kimmy argued that being rescued from a sailboat, the most embarrassing
You're going to get the most judgment, I think, from sailboat.
Tommy agrees. I think you're both wrong. But we're going to talk to Sarah. She's on CMF. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hey, Duffy, what's up?
Nothing. What do you got?
Nothing. I just agree with Tommy a little bit because I think they're dicks, the guys that drive the sailboats. You know, like they come into the Erie Canal. I've seen them multiple times when I'm there fishing, and they're like bringing them through. Why? The Erie Canal?
Well, maybe they're trying to get to the Hudson.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wait, that hadn't occurred to you until
I honestly would not have thought of that. I would just think they're showing off their boat in the canal.
Well, I mean, it could be that. But, you know, Tommy, right. You know people, because you're a douche,
yeah,
who have sailed from Lake Ontario down to the Hudson, out to the ocean, yeah, and gone down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've actually gotten out of the Caribbean.
What? I didn't think that far ahead.
Well, I mean, no,
They just act like, then they sit up there, they're going through, they sit up on the, where you can see them, and they just look dicky to me. I don't know.
I mean, look,
What boat doesn't look dicky to you on the Erie Canal?
Every boat, really.
Well, it's more for, like, the littler boats, like fishing boats, you know? Why do you got to bring your big ass through and make all these wakes when we're trying to fish?
I mean, look, I'm with her on this. You know how I feel about guys at boat.
You know those monster wakes
don't
from
sailboats?
Don't they
have anything better to do?
Doing 4 knots.
Okay, here's my, like, Tommy's spoiled little boy is coming out right now.
I know, because she called to agree with you and then you got mad.
You don't have a boat.
Yeah.
You cannot afford a boat.
No, I cannot.
You don't want to be on a boat.
No.
Right? She makes a valid point that she's just trying to enjoy herself fishing in the canal. And
she doesn't want anybody to use it.
Well, she doesn't want giant-ass sailboats going through.
And you attack her. You're a member of this.
I don't care what they do, though, Tommy. I really don't care what they do, though, you know?
Well, you did call us.
Yeah,
Sarah,
to
so
bitch
you,
about
you.
Sailboats. What do you do when that Colonial Bell comes through?
Sarah, good luck fishing. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Tommy. Bye, Duffy. Bye, Kimmy.
She's got fishing voice.
Why did you get so offended?
I know. I thought that whole time you were going to be on her side.
No,
but you know what it is? He just likes to look at the boats as they go by on the canal.
And she's like some fishing trout twat.
Oh, it makes you feel fancier.
I think it's more than that, Kimmy.
What was that?
Because I agree with you. He likes to look at the boats.
Yeah. Who doesn't like to look at boats?
It feels like to me,
what?
Tommy believes he is part of a community that doesn't want him.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? They wave back to me.
Yeah.
When
yeah,
I wave.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, like you're not a member of the Rochester Yacht Club.
No.
No. And so you couldn't just go down there today and walk in.
No.
No, you couldn't do that. No. And you don't know anybody who like owns a boat that's invited you out in, God, years, right?
Have you ever been on a boat in the canal?
Yeah.
Like besides like the Colonial Bell or like the
Sam
big
Patch.
One?
Yeah, well, it's two private boats.
So I've been on tow canal.
No big deal.
Hey, guys, look to your left and to your right. It's 5 feet either way. To your left, you'll see concrete. To your right, you'll see concrete.
So CMF had their own party boat for a while.
Of course we did. We missed out on the boat era.
I'm actually happy I missed out. I don't want the boat era.
We had a ball on that thing.
Bro, we had one guy that sheared the air conditioning unit off an RV, and I'm going to get in a boat.
No, that was the mobile home of rock and roll.
Like, there is no one who works at this company that I would trust.
No, you're right.
With
you're
my
right.
life in a boat. Not going to happen.
Were you here when Hooters had a boat?
No.
So when Hooters first opened up, the guys that started it had a boat that they had in Irondequoit Bay.
Really?
Yeah, and they would take people out in that boat.
A Hooters?
Was it obvious that it was a Hooters boat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kimmy, I love how you ask if Hooters did something with subtlety.
I've never seen like a picture of the Hooters boat. You'd think that would exist somewhere.
That boat had plenty of buoys and bumpers.
This is why you're not invited to the yacht club. Quips like that. You don't own a boat. They don't want you around.
All right. Real full disclosure, CMF never had a boat.
Okay.
I would have believed it.
Yeah, is it out of the question?
Stuff you guys got for free.
And all the idiots are like, I got a good idea to meet him. Let's get a boat.
But the guy I worked with before this show forgot he owned a boat.
No, two before.
Two before. Yes.
Yes. Did you forget one?
He had a boat, and then he forgot he had a boat. So he had multiple boats?
The guy after got forgot when he left the radio station, and he turned the radio station off for the rest of the day. And got fired. That guy.
That guy. 252-WCMF. Again, we started talking about this sailboat situation out in Lake Ontario. No big deal. Both people were safe. By the way, though, the response boat, 45-footer.
Yeah, it's a Coast Guard cutter.
Okay, shut up. This is why we can't talk boats on this show.
Why?
Because, again, you're not of this world. You think you're of this world. You're not. You know what you are?
What?
You know what you are?
What?
You're that guy you hate who only played high school football that's going to stand at the bar during the Bills game and, like, break down what's happening. You know what they got to do? You know, it's these naked boots that are killing us, guys. You got to, you know, you got to play with tough. You got to play with toughness. When I played, you're that guy. You're a high school
football. Back when I was boating, bro.
But no, you are. You're a high school football boat guy. My dad owned it. I had my own ship, but I knew friend. I went to sailing. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF and the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Alan. Alan says, sailing is not that expensive. You can take sailing lessons in small boats for about $100 a lesson. That's expensive, Alan.
Yeah. Hey, what he doesn't tell you is how many lessons do I need before I can run my own sailboat? Oh, and then I have to go buy a sailboat.
But one lesson. Can you name me another lesson that costs more than $100?
I'm guessing med school.
Okay.
Like per day.
Lesson.
Or per hour.
Surgery lesson. No, like you're not going to take an instrument lesson for more than $100 an hour. There's no, my kid plays hockey.
Yeah, I mean,
it's godly expensive.
You would know with
your kids. I would never in a million years spend $100 an hour on a lesson.
Yeah.
Alan, what are you doing?
Alan's rich.
And those are on those little boats, right?
Yeah,
those little sunfish.
I do. So we.
What's that?
Let it go.
You didn't see Kimmy's face? No, I can't let it go. I will not let it go.
What's that?
Yeah, it's a little sunfish. That's what it is. Everyone knew we were talking about already, but I got to drop like terms in there. Let you know that I think. And you're probably wrong about all of this.
I know.
Well, you thought
sounds
we had
right.
CMF had a boat.
Again, what? Is it
again,
out of the question?
Yeah, it wasn't really that far-fetched.
No, it wasn't. So.
Yeah.
Look, if you're going out of the water.
Yeah.
As, you know, the nice weather is coming to an end, make sure you stay safe.
Yes.
Most of you. The sailing does not apply to you, and that's okay, because as Tommy said, sailing's for dicks, even though he immediately defended all sailors when a woman called up and said she just wants to fish.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
People know this restaurant for this promotion.
Yeah.
And it comes like once every year, once every couple of years. It is back. And I'm going to tell you this right now.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the most affordable deal in dining out across America.
Wow.
There is a reason why for over a decade this was the number one chain restaurant in the USA. And it's great. If you want to go out and enjoy things and not worry about your budget the way things used to be, here's your solution.
All right.
There is a problem, however. This is not exactly food you should be eating on a regular basis.
Oh, it's a little heavy?
A little touch heavy.
A little salty.
And if this becomes your most economical option, I don't know if this is a good thing.
But it's got to be goddamn good.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The never-ending Pasta Bowl is coming back to Olive Garden.
Nice,
that's
baby.
That's right. Yeah, get it ready, baby boy.
Pile it on.
So the never-ending Pasta Bowl will be back on the menu nationwide on August 25th. But if you belong to Olive Garden's online access club.
You got problems. You need to see a doctor right now.
If you belong to their club online, you will get access to the Never Ending Pasta Bowl on the 18th of August.
Okay.
A full week ahead of time.
So what's the whack? You pay like a certain buck and then you eat till you drop?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They just keep bringing you pasta in as many combinations as you know you want until it's done.
I don't think I've ever eaten. Have you ever eaten three different types of pasta in the same meal? It's three different bowls, three different types?
Yeah, at Olive Garden during the
You've done it.
Did
yeah,
you?
But
you ordered it all?
Yeah, but it's because, you know, when you walk in there, you want to get your money's worth.
Yeah. I just didn't think I've ever had three types of pasta in one sitting.
No, but it sounds awesome.
I just wanted to try the different stuff that they had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So here is the best news you will hear all day.
What?
Well, we know food costs keep going up.
Too much.
Especially at restaurants. And I know that everyone listening, if you've been out to eat recently, has had the sticker shock of, oh, my God.
But pasta's dirt cheap.
Okay, it is. It is. But, I mean, even some local Italian restaurants. And here's the thing.
All right.
It's not the restaurant's fault. They got to pay with the
supply. Oh, sure, sure.
Well, the never-ending Pasta Bowl will only cost you $13.99 per person.
Oh, buddy.
God damn. I thought it'd be like $20.
No.
$13.99.
Wait, for $13, I can sit there and eat all the goddamn pasta I can hold.
Well, $13.99.
Yeah.
Oh. Plus that's what they get you with the tax.
That's not
pasta tax.
The 99 cents is not tax. It's part of the price. So the price of the Never Ending Pasta Bowl has not gone up since 2022.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
And what do you get? You get like three different types?
So you have 96 different pasta combinations between the types of pasta and sauces that they offer.
Wait,
I believe it's 96 different.
Okay. That's impossible.
That makes sense. No, it makes sense because the different types of like macaroni plus
and
the
then the different types of sauce.
It's so can I get like raviolis and stuff?
I don't know if raviolis included.
Because I thought it was just straight like spaghetti.
Okay. Walk
with like different like types.
Of
I thought like had like pasta with just different sauces.
Yeah, well, you got like angel hair, you got like regular spaghetti, you got like rigatoni.
Oh, so you all right.
I think ravioli might be a premium. I think you're out on the ravioli.
I just thought you got like standard spaghetti, and then they just they chinch you.
I think it's anything.
You have choices.
Yeah, you got it.
That's huge.
So I am curious with it only with $13.99 per person, never any possible.
Mm.
How are they doing that?
I don't know.
Because now I'm starting to question what's in the bowl.
Well, I'm guessing they're hoping you're going to order something else. You're going to come in for an app and a drink?
Well, but
and that's where they're going to make their money?
I mean, I get a drink, but I can't. Why? If I'm having the Never Ending Pasta Bowl, why am I getting an appetizer?
Yeah.
Because you're fat?
Well, no, but that's what the Never Ending Pasta Bowl is
for. All right.
Because from a fatness.
All right. So your first bowl of pasta would be your app.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going
to
spend.
I mean, there's got to be a hook, to your point, to make money on this thing.
Unless the idea is like one or two people at the table will order the Never Ending Pasta Bowl.
How many people will actually like finish it or order more than it's worth, I guess?
Yeah, okay. But even, Kimmy, when you go to Olive Garden, whatever you order, the portion sizes at Olive Garden are so big.
It's a barge.
It really is.
Yeah.
And again, there have been other promotions Olive Garden did in the past where it didn't make any sense how they made money. Like, I'm not making this up. You could go to Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
You would buy an entree. and they would give you a second entree completely free cold to take home and eat the next day. And by the way, you would still have food left over from the first entree.
Yeah, so you basically had three meals.
Okay, so when you look at what's happening here, right? The Never Ending Possible coming back August 25th, $14 per person, same price it's been since 2022. Like, everything sounds golden. Oh, by the way, they're also adding a spicy meat sauce to the mix this year. That's new this year. Oh, spicy meat. Spicy three meat sauce. I'm sorry.
Wait, three meats?
Three different kinds of meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is probably one of the most unhealthy things you can stuff in your face.
Well,
yeah, but you're going into it knowing that.
Okay.
Are people going to, like, really any Italian? When you're eating Italian, you're not eating it so much for the health factor.
You're bulking up.
You're
getting it for the portion sizes, for the cheese, for the sauce.
Carbs and meat.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying is true, right? But walk through this with me, okay? Breadsticks, soup, all the pasta you can eat.
Yeah.
All right? If it is the most affordable deal in restaurant dining, which I would argue it is, right? That's probably going to take other things you would have gone out to eat off the table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if now you have people continually going back to eat all of the pasta they possibly can, which you're going to do. It's the human condition. Your brain
at that price, it's so dirt cheap.
Like, especially with your family.
I don't know if the low price of this is a good thing or the low price of this is a bad thing.
Well, I mean, we're already fat and out of shape. What's the difference? I mean, we've been a fat country for 50 years.
Okay, now you sound...
Says it on the logo, fat and 50.
The logo of USA.
Yeah. Hey.
You sound like a man who speaks of his outfit. Like, your outfit is the opinion you have right now. Old man in a tracksuit and walking sneaker. Everybody's fat today. Go walk the mall. No, I'm just thinking, like, you know, most people wouldn't be going to Olive Garden on a bi-monthly basis. But now, it's the economical thing to do. If you want to go out, have a good time, get food that you know is going to be good.
Because you feed people at home for $13 a night?
Oh, yeah. A box of pasta is
something like
cents.
That, yeah.
All right.
I mean, look, I can get a jar of sauce for three or $4.
Right.
A box
pounds
of pasta.
Of pasta.
Yeah, and I mean, you can make that meal for $10 for four people.
But do you get this salad and breadsticks?
I don't know if that's extra. It doesn't say in the story.
I think it is.
Because usually they drop that. I always thought with your meal, you always got that.
So I thought the unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks was a separate deal, but I could be wrong.
That stuff is delicious.
Look, you know how I feel about Olive Garden, right? Any other city in America, I'm happy to go. But we have some of the best Italian food in the world, so my kids love it, and it bothers the hell out of me, so I'm forced to go every once in a while.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, it is weird how I have a soft spot for Olive Garden. Like, you're right. We should here in town be anti-Olive Garden, but I'll still eat Olive Garden despite having some of the best Italian food around.
Can I tell you what else bothers me about Olive Garden?
Right.
252 WCMF, as we talking about their Never Ending Possible is back on August 25th. It is only $13.99 for all the pasta you can eat. You don't have to decorate the Olive Garden like I'm in Tuscany.
Well, I kind of answer the ambiance.
Yeah.
Is that the ambiance you're looking for? Tuscany in a strip mall?
Well, I want to see a little gondola, you know, a little, Colosseum on the wall and some grapes.
Okay.
Grapes.
If you go into Agatina's, it's just a room with tablecloths. You go into Red's.
No, but they got some Italian stuff in those joints.
Olive Garden is
a lot of red and gold.
Olive Garden is over the effing top. Like they draw and, on the walls.
And I guess I haven't been there in a while, but it still looks exactly the same, right? Like, I haven't changed anything about the decor.
I've never been to an Olive Garden that didn't look
exactly
like an
Olive
Garden.
Same. Yeah,
exactly.
But like, you know, a lot of those companies, like, they kind of revamped some of their restaurants. Olive Garden, they're like, nope, we're not touching a thing.
But yeah, well, Cracker Barrel mess with stuff and people flip the hell out. I guess what I'm saying is it makes me feel when I walk into an Olive Garden that Olive Garden thinks I'm dumb. Oh, yeah, you're in Italy right now. Look around. It's like what you do to your three-year-old when you don't want to take him to Disney. You take him to like the light section of Home Depot.
Yeah.
Wow, look at all the bright lights over here. That's what Olive Garden feels like it's doing to me.
Yeah. I mean, that's their point, kind of, right?
Well, I don't know. It's just,
you're trying to sell Italian food to, like, middle America.
But we have good Italian culture here. Like, look, I'm Irish, but I grew up in Gates. I know about Italian culture. And they're like, you know what they're doing?
But not everybody
they're
likes...
culture, Robin.
But not everybody likes that kind of Italian food. So they kind of, like, bland it down a little bit for everybody.
No, you're right. It's not like, you know, if you go to any Italian restaurant in here, they have the standard white toast Italian food.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you can get tripe in some places, right? But you're going to be able to get spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
You can get the standards.
Which, by the way, you can also add meat for an extra $3, I believe, in the Never Ending Pasta Bowl. Like unlimited meatballs, unlimited sausage.
Unlimited meatballs?
Yeah. Wait, you can get unlimited sausage for $3?
I think it's $3 extra. Can you Google it just double check?
I doubt it's unlimited.
I'm almost positive.
Think of how many meatballs you could eat.
Yeah, but you're also eating pasta with the meatballs. And those meatballs are huge. They're like softballs.
Yeah, but I remember you power eating, man.
Well, yeah.
Didn't you eat a whole Hungry Man tub by yourself?
Well, no,
of like Salisbury steaks.
It was the Swanson family dinners. My mother used to get pissed because I would.
But that thing was like 3 inches deep of like meat.
So there were 8 patties, and I could eat all 8 family patties.
Yeah, you could pound.
My mother would flip when she. Yeah. What is this Salisbury steak sandwich for dinner?
For an additional $5, you can add the
That's still a good
meatballs.
Deal.
Yeah, you're right. I can't believe they do that.
Kimmy, she's the greatest day
I'm
of her life.
Sold,
I'm thinking,
yeah.
Man, I would just eat out every night with that price. I'm a fatty.
But that's what I'm saying, man. Like, that's not good.
Man, but you're going to – look, man, if you're a fat ass, you're going to do it at home. You're going to do it on the road. What's the difference?
No, I disagree. I'm telling you, and I speak from experience. And you know this, too, being a former fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit down at a place that is all you can eat, even if your goal is not to bankrupt the place, it changes the chemistry of your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have to feel like I am getting one over on this restaurant.
You're going
to
get your money.
Yes, that's not good. It's not a good mentality to sit down
and
eat.
No, it's not, but that's where we're at.
So Ripped Van Winkle.
What does he say?
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy NWCMF, the easiest way to get us. The pasta bowl strategy is that your first bowl is standard size. The following ones are smaller, and they take their time bringing the pasta to set up and expand. He says he's an ex-employee. Soup and salad with breadsticks and entree. Okay, I'm still getting all I can eat.
Yeah, and I can play the waiting. I can play the long game here, you know. I'll wait for that next bowl.
Yeah. What do I got going on?
Yeah.
I just bought the,
look at me.
I just bought the never-ending pasta bowl.
Got sauce all over me.
Now we got folks saying that all of that stuff is microwaved. Okay, again.
Whatever.
Is it good? I'll eat it.
It's all I can eat for $14.
Yeah, I'm guessing they don't have like little old ladies rolling it out on marble tables back there.
But here's the thing. There are restaurants that do have that.
Yeah, but they don't. But they charge you.
Okay. But
they charge you $30 a plate and they throw it at you.
I've never been to an Italian restaurant in this town where I have easily finished an entree if I finish it.
You're always, when it's down to those last few bites, you're like, I don't want to take this home.
You know, you get in that no man's land, Kimmy, where it's like, it's not enough to take home to eat later, but I don't want to throw it away.
You start getting that pasta pinch.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. The only time I'm disappointed is when I go to like the new trendy, like younger people Italian restaurants. This is not enough lasagna.
Yeah.
It's clearly not enough. This is more than
it's
the lasagna.
It's the amount you should be eating.
Yes.
But we're just conditioned to think like the more the better.
No, I need my lasagna to be able to float down the Erie Canal with me and my family on it. It needs to be that big.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Assault can mean many things.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a punch in the face.
Yeah.
It could be something more damaging. It could be something much less.
Okay.
And then comes this story. Because by the letter of the law, this is assault, no doubt.
Yeah.
But the person and the weapon makes it surprising that the police even ended up involved in what allegedly went down.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
The scene, a hotel just south of us. The date, late May. But we're just finding out about it this morning.
Whatever.
The situation, still questionable. Authorities say there was an incident at a hotel involving a 53-year-old woman.
53?
And we don't know any details about what started this incident.
Yeah.
But late last week, the 53-year-old woman was arrested after police say during this incident, she struck another person with her cane.
Wait, so she's 53, she got a cane, mm-hmm. and she commenced to allegedly cane it.
Oh, yes, that's according to police.
Could be a pretty nasty weapon, even in the, in the hands of anybody.
Well, Kimmy, the police say the cane strike caused injuries, although we don't know how severe those injuries are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where the story gets even crazy.
What's that?
This woman, it seems, did not turn herself in. Now, keep in mind, this happened in late May. She was just arrested late last week. Authorities say she was arrested during a traffic stop and taken into custody. She was on the run or the limp.
Oh, so like when they pulled her over, she was in the system already.
I don't know if she was in the system. I don't know if like they had like there was a warrant. I don't know. She is being charged with felony assault.
With the cane.
Yes. And even more insane,
what was that?
She was processed and is currently being held without bail.
Wow.
Now,
so she must have really effed somebody up.
Either could be that. She may have priors. She may. They may also think she's a flight risk. Mm. I don't know.
No. Are you a flight risk with a cane?
A slow flight?
Super slow. Where's the ramp? I'm getting out of here. Risk.
Well, I mean, but if she had the ability to turn herself in and didn't, I guess by definition, that is a flight risk.
Okay.
So this 53-year-old woman, as far as we know, is still sitting in jail.
With her cane.
On account of a cane.
Yeah.
So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We've seen on this show plenty of assault stories where folks get bail.
Yeah.
And some of them were, I guess, like scarier than this one.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little surprising that the police would even be called for something like this.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. Like, the victim would have to be vulnerable.
Yeah, right.
Maybe someone older, someone who has issues.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm just thinking out loud here, and I feel like you're going to disagree with me, Kimmy, but I can't see a 53-year-old woman being able to do much damage swinging a cane.
I mean, she clocks you good. You don't see it coming, man. It could hurt.
Yeah, but just to, like, swing a cane... You'd need, like, another cane to balance yourself out.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
what I mean.
Unless she was sitting. Which means, I don't know.
Sitting with a cane.
Yeah.
Sitting, she just whacked your ass.
But even with that, you're not going to get
But I would think, like, even if she gets you good once, you're not going to let her do it. I mean, it seems like you could get away pretty easily, depending on who the victim is.
Well, I mean, if you get run down by someone with a cane and get caned again, I feel like you got bigger problems.
Double cane?
Yeah, you got no one gets double caned, man.
So unless she took you out.
Did they say where this actually happened?
It was in a hotel south of us.
Okay, so she's in a hotel. Mm-hmm. All right. And they don't say how old the victim is.
We do not know anything about the victim. All we know is a 53-year-old woman arrested after an incident back in May.
So we don't know if it was an employee.
No idea.
Of the hotel, because that they may have to call the cops for.
If the allegations are true, I've already
done
this. You
think they would say it?
I've already done the story in my head. They were at the free continental breakfast.
This person usually starts there.
They were taking too long on the waffle machine.
Because you got to flip it.
Yep. They burnt their waffle, or they undercooked it, which ruined the waffle machine. Then came the cane.
And then 53 is a little young for a cane.
It is.
So that means she could have some medical issues.
Could be. I mean, you could also, I mean.
That's young.
I'm not saying 53 isn't young, but it's not crazy to think a 53-year-old would need a cane.
You don't see it very often.
How would you know? It could be an old-looking 53-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think like they had like surgery or something.
Or, medical thing. You know, diabetic, something like that.
Fair enough, but wouldn't that make the cane even less severe?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, let me ask you this question. Yeah. All right, because, you know, you guys are both on the side of call the cops here. Tommy, you're at the Pittsford Wegman.
Yeah.
And you're taking your sweet-ass time looking over the produce.
And I do.
Some old lady's yelling, move, move! But you're deaf. You can't hear what
I can't.
She winds up. You don't see her. Wallops you, wham, right in the knee with her cane.
Wait, she takes me out like mafia style?
Bro, lays you out with
that. So I go down.
You go down. Rah! You grab your name. Are you calling the cops?
Hell yes, I'm calling the cops, man.
Oh, really?
What you're going to F my knee up. I'm 60-something years old, 66.
We call him 1-800. I'm a bitch. Is that after 911?
Cane bitch. Call me cane bitch.
You would really? You're Mr. I don't get involved in anything.
Yeah, but she just knocked my ass down to the ground.
She knocked you down. You got a bruise on your knee. No structural damage.
Bro.
What?
I'm old and frail.
Oh, yeah, you are. But think about this. A woman.
I'm like, I want that bitch locked up.
A woman with a cane is probably older and frailer than you
are. You know, I am pro not locking women up, right?
Except when it happens to you?
Yes. Lock her up.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Same scenario. You're at Wegmans. You're looking over the produce. She's telling you to move. You think she's talking to somebody else. Wham! Right in the knee drops you. Are you calling the cops?
I don't know if I'm calling the cops just because I don't want to deal
she
with
does,
it.
She just
probably telling Wegmans, though.
Okay, but
hey,
they're going to
want a lady like nothing. Whacking people with a cane in the store.
They're going to want you to call the cops.
If they want to call the cops, they can call the cops.
But you got to be there to file the report, Kimmy.
Fine.
Man, the pain.
But I'm not going to be the one to initially do it.
Yeah, the pain would be too much.
Oh, is that her? The old lady hurt you with a cane?
And don't forget, I come from a family of assaulters.
This is true.
I got a younger one and my dad. My dad had to sit with the sheriffs when he assaulted a woman with his wheelchair at the nursing home. And his last words were, "Get out of my way, bitch." And he ran her over.
Did he get arrested?
So he had a charge on him. They did not arrest him, but he was put on what they call bed arrest, which means when you're in bed, you're strapped in.
No, they strapped him in bed?
So not like you can't move, but basically it's like a seatbelt and a harness.
Okay.
So he can eat and stuff like that. But if you had to go to the bathroom or anything, he had to like push the button and the nurse would have to come get him, unhook him, and take him to the bathroom.
Holy crap.
And one time he hit the button, the nurse came in, and he already cut loose in the bed. And the nurse said, she goes, "Mike, you need to give me more warning." And he said, "Madam, you had as much warning as I did."
You know, going back to the story here again, 53-year-old woman, an incident back in May just south of us at a hotel. Police say this woman swung her cane and hit somebody.
It had to be hysterical to watch.
Well, unless that person went down.
But the initial, just seeing an old lady tee off. She's not even that old.
Yeah, she's 53.
Yeah.
She's a whole decade younger than you are.
She could be good looking.
I saw her mugshot.
Yeah. I was stretching.
I mean, hold on. 53 with a cane.
You could be hot with a cane.
Name me one hot person with a cane.
Well, I can't think of people right now.
But there's been 1,000 famous people with canes. Name me a single 252 WCMF hot person. Watch around with a cane. It was hot.
Colonel Sanders. Good looking man.
Yeah, would you?
He had that cane.
By the way, also shot a guy. Killed him. That's a true story.
But that's Kentucky. Every guy's got that story in Kentucky.
I do want to point out that you almost got run over by a car and didn't call the cops.
Had sex with the woman after she tried to run you over. Yes. Does that mean you to try to have sex with a 50-year-old woman who hit you with her cane? That's all I know how to do. I'm sorry. Put the cane on the other side of the room. You're about to get some loving.
But the cane is too far.
Well, it's different now, man. I got a different head than when I was a kid. I was a horny...
So you wouldn't call 20 years ago?
I was a horny kid in Tampa.
You weren't a kid 20 years ago.
You know, if the allegations are true,
yeah.
What gets someone to the point where they're willing to swing that cane? Because, you know, this could simply be a violent woman.
Yeah.
Right? This could be the product...
Like, was something said? Was there an argument that led up to it? Did the person see the cane coming? That's what I want to know.
It's a good question. But... if she's not just simply a violent woman, this could also be the product of people not holding the alleged cane swinger accountable.
Mm.
Because when it comes to older folk,
yeah,
we let older folk get away with all kinds of stuff.
Well, because we look frail and innocent.
But they know what they're doing and they take advantage.
Yeah.
Well, shoplifting we've talked about on the show mm-hmm. multiple times with old people, doing it just because they can. Cutting in line at every... God, that...
Do that.
...infuriates me. Like, if they know no one's going to say crap, they get to live this free pirate lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
doing whatever the hell they want.
But it's their last days. We're checking out soon.
And because of that, you just got walloped with a cane in the knee and she dropped you. I mean, like, that's the argument I'm making here, is if this woman has hit other people with a cane before, yeah. and everyone was like, well, no big deal, maybe she feels empowered to go do this stuff.
Just go out for a good whacking?
I mean, if you're not going to be held accountable, why would you not?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There's also a sense of entitlement when you get to be old. Like, you just feel like, people should get out of your way because you're old.
Okay.
Leave me alone, I'm old.
Are you starting to feel that way?
About 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm getting at is the only way to stop this weird-ass feeling of entitlement from happening with old folks is to stand up to these gray-haired gangsters and actually call them out when they're shoplifting, when they cut you in line, when they start to get mouthy.
But then you look horrible when people see you like lighting up an old person. They're going, whoa, I didn't know. Then you look.
Yeah,
then you look bad.
You do have to be the face of it,
and you got to make damn sure you're right.
Yeah,
because if you ain't, you look like the biggest monster picking on a granny.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm at the point where I'm starting to see this on such a regular basis.
Yeah,
I don't mind looking like a monster
to granny.
Yeah, I don't mind because like you've had your whole life to figure out how to be a person.
Yeah,
and you haven't. Like I told you a couple of weeks ago, I was at my the place I go to get salad.
Mm.
This woman orders the wrong thing. She ordered it out of her mouth, wanted something new, was totally rude to all the staff, and then just like got back in line in front of me and started ordering. Didn't say a damn thing. Then had the nerve to go, you come here every day? And I go, yeah. And she goes, why? She's like 60, 70 years old.
Yeah.
And it took everything I had to be like, hey, shut up. Shut up. Nobody cares.
She had two salads before you had one.
Yeah, thank you. But you're not relevant here. I'm not relevant here. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but they don't care what anybody thinks. Because you get to that point in life as you're old.
Okay.
You know, screw it.
So then why should I care?
Well, you don't have to.
No, you know, you're telling me I do have to. But, you're going to look like a bad guy.
But the burden's on you, not me.
It's BS.
I know, but that's the way the world works.
No, I'm saying it's BS that you think the burden is on me. Because if I wanted to, I could dress your old ass down, embarrass you in front of a whole bunch of people.
But you would look terrible.
Because
I would sit there and, you know, just like, what? You know, I don't know what I'm doing.
I love how you think you look innocent when you do that.
I'm in a tracksuit. I'm old.
But the way he looks today, he kind of does.
Right, I look frail.
He could be mistaken for a very confused old man.
Yeah.
Yeah, mistaken.
Okay, I'm trying to find my wife.
Just give him a cane.
Oh, if I had a cane, I could. If I had a cane, I could grab $1,000 a day of merch. Easily.
Convinced.
Oh, easy.
Okay.
Look how loose this thing is. I could pack this thing full of steaks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. they can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.